Please welcome in Lisa Berg joining us on behalf of the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau. And Lisa, happy National Tourism Week.
Hey, yeah. It's a great week. We have sunshine today.
All four seasons experienced this week in Nebraska.
We did. Yeah.
It's only Tuesday, so.
True. I didn't think about all four seasons have already hit us. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't it nice?
It is. I'm really glad we had rain, but our road is a disaster, so my vehicle looks like a...
You'll be due for a car wash soon, huh?
Yeah, it's right now, actually.
Well, I don't know about right now, because then you're going to go home and you're going to need it again.
But it's just gross. So
it's part of the struggle this time of the year. Now, yes. Lisa, Tourism Week began locally with a proclamation from the great mayor, Brandon Kelleher, yesterday.
Right. Yesterday, we went out to the Golden Spike Tower and did the tourism proclamation to designate this as Tourism Week here in North Platte and Lincoln County. And that was, you know, we do that every year at a different attraction to try to kind of spread that around.
Sure.
Because we have, you know, so many great attractions here in Lincoln County that
good
we
problem
can
to
feature.
Have.
Yes, it is a good problem to have. So we started the week with that. And then tomorrow we will do our annual Excellence in Tourism Awards luncheon. It was probably February we started sending out emails and social media requests for people to nominate individuals in the community who provide excellent service. And in those, because that's so important when you're a visitor here to our community, that people treat the visitors really, really well.
Sure. And when you're from out of town, out of state, whatever it might be, that hospitality, that canteen spirit, like we like to say.
Right. So we have several categories for that we give awards for. It's excellence in service in a restaurant, a hotel, a retail establishment. And then we do a hero of tourism and then a volunteer of tourism, too, because, you know, without the volunteers, there's a lot of events in this community that would not happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a very important segment of what we do.
So those individuals will be honored tomorrow. And tell us about the selection process for going through those nominations.
We request those nominations to come in. I believe they came in by March 15th. Our board sat down and reviewed all those nominations and made the selection then from those nominations. So nobody knows yet. They know the people who were nominated know they were nominated, and we give them a free two-person pass to our luncheon. So they know they were nominated, but they don't know who won yet.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Makes the lunch even more exciting.
Yes, it will be a fun time. And we're at the Best Western Plus this year for our awards.
A little closer to the office for you.
Right.
Lisa, what else do we have going on this week to celebrate tourism?
Well, I wanted to talk just a little bit about our numbers from 2021. These are really hot off of the press. Friday evening, I got these numbers from Dean Runyon and Associates does our economic impact study for us every other year.
And that specifically looks at the economic impact of tourism?
Right.
Okay.
Here for Lincoln County. So they evaluate, you know, all the taxes that come in, the spending that happens, the actual visitors that come to our community as well. So we get some really good numbers out of that. So we did know, though, before we got this, that we had a record-setting year in 2021, which is phenomenal.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's quite the honor.
Yes. We were up about 22% over our highest year to date, which was 2019.
Well, what was so special about 2019?
Well, it wasn't special in per se. It was just, we were just starting to trend back up.
Okay.
Trend up again. And then, of course, COVID hit.
Yeah.
And we were down about 20. Well, within this study, it says we were down about 50%, which we were. Our spending was down about 50%. And then we amped back up in 2021, and we did $125.7 million worth of sales.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It is.
It's tough to wrap your head around,
it
too.
Is.
I mean, that's...
Right. 2019 was $105 million, so, Yeah, we jumped $20 million in that
one year. Quite the jump.
Yes, yes. So that, you know, that encompasses, you know, the hotel sales, restaurant sales, gas, but they do not take into factor that we have a bunch of truck stops here and they don't use the transportation fuel at all. So it's, you know, airline sales, all of those people traveling in and out of Lincoln County. So,
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We had a gain of jobs, which I still crinkle my head because we're all still looking for employees, but we've increased the amount of jobs over 2020 by 150, and 2019 by about 70 jobs. So our employment through the tourism industry right now is 1,560
wow.
individuals that are tied into that. And those salaries are $30 million.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so.
Well, congratulations, Lisa.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
It was a really, really good year. And this year is doing even better so far, which is kind of awesome. You know,
absolutely.
Typically, January and February are slower. March starts to pick up because of the crane season.
Sure.
But we've been doing really well. And
glad to hear.
The experts out there are telling us that, because we're all concerned about the gas prices, of course,
yeah.
and whether that will, curb those travelers. And they're saying it won't.
Good.
They are just going to budget smarter. Being homebound in 2020 and then part of 2021 really has spurred people to save that money and put priorities of travel
yeah.
first.
And that's been very evident. There's some of our prep sites here at the radio station that's done a lot of surveys of Americans about getting out for summer vacations. And I don't think anybody's staying home this year, I'll tell you that. They're getting out and about.
Right.
So,
you know, and they may not fly to Hawaii or go overseas.
Sure. Might be a different trip.
Right. It's going to be a shorter trip. You know, maybe not travel as far away from home, but they are going to go. So
North Platte's open for business,
right.
So why
yep.
not come here?
Right.
Going back to 2021, the historical year, I think that kind of provides the evidence that people were ready to get out and about. People were tired of being stuck at home. They wanted to do some travel, so they came to the Lincoln County area for a number
right.
of reasons. But I think one of the things that really helped us in 2021 is you could make the argument looking at the lineup the Nebraska Land Days had, you can make the argument that was their best year talent-wise
right.
ever. You could make that argument.
Right, for
and
sure.
And that's quite the honor to have.
Right. Yes, it was a very good year for Nebraska Land Days. The other factors that make people come here is that we have so many things to do that outside.
Yeah.
And they still were had a little nervousness about
sure.
COVID and being around people last year.
A little
year.
Hesitation.
Right.
And those outdoor activities, safer than the indoor, so.
Most definitely. So, we saw a lot of that as well. So, that always helps us.
Now, Lisa, I brought up Nebraska Land Days because if we get to warmer weather, we know the festival quickly approaching, especially as we move into the month of May. And
right.
Activity already beginning out at the Wild West Arena with the Hadley Barrett Memorial being revealed this past weekend. So
yeah.
Are you and the staff gearing up for a busy summer months?
Yes, we have to get it on our mind that Friday is the first Dress Western Friday.
Is it already?
Yes, because we're in May.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
We're in May. We got to do that. So
Dress Western Fridays are going to begin.
I'm surprised. I bet David's coming in this week.
Yeah, he'll be around. They'll be making their rounds, handing out those brochures.
For sure.
Lisa, Boys State Golf coming up too here in North Platte, right?
Yes. We are hosting Boys State Golf Class C, and that is one of the biggest pools of boys in the state. We have almost 100 usually every year when we host it. And we are in desperate need of volunteers to help us for the tournament. It takes about 60 to 70 volunteers.
Wow.
To get those boys through those 2 days. And what we're looking for is scoring monitors. So this is an individual who's going to be in a golf cart. You need to know a little bit about golf so you kind of can help them with their scores if they need to be. But mm-hmm. at this level, then they've made it to state, they know what they're doing.
You don't have to be an expert on golf, just some basic knowledge of the sport.
Right. Sometimes it's helping them a little bit with where the balls go, spotting
balls.
A
little spotting, sure.
Yeah. But so we're looking for those volunteers. We've got about 16 that we need to fill. So if anybody's interested in that, you don't have to do both days. You can do one. We, of course, prefer that you do both days. But it's May 24th and 25th. And if you have any interest, please call our office and talk to Samantha, 532-4729, and she will get you hooked up with that.
Lisa, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I think that's it, Tristan.
Thanks for stopping by the studio.
Yeah.
Happy Tourism Week.
All right. Thank you.